The U.S. delegation's visit to Baghdad comes amid debate in Congress over President Bush's proposal to send an additional 20,000 U.S. troops to Iraq to help stem the violence. Many Democrats who now control Congress oppose the plan. Senator Clinton told the U.S. television network ABC that the American people and Congress are skeptical the mission in Iraq can work, and she expressed doubt that Iraq's government would follow through with its promises to secure Baghdad. In his weekly radio address on Saturday, President Bush defended his plan, saying it marks a new strategy intended to help secure the population, especially in Baghdad. Earlier Saturday, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki expressed support for President Bush's new Iraq strategy. A statement issued by his office says U.S. forces will be working in support of Iraqi troops as they implement the Prime Minister's plan to restore peace in Baghdad. President Bush's proposed plan would also increase money and resources intended to help Iraq's economy. In Baghdad, U.S. diplomat Dan Speckert says some Iraqi and community leaders tell him Iraq's success hinges on doing more to bolster the battered economy and provide jobs. He says militias or other armed groups will step in and fill the vacuum if local governments fail to meet the needs of citizens.
You have less space for militias to try to move in and say, hey, well, if the government can't do this, we'll start doing that, providing services, meeting your needs, and at the same time they have that undesirable effect of actually causing additional friction, sectarian friction, and as a result, oftentimes sectarian violence.
Speckert recently spoke to reporters about plans to sharply increase the number of provincial reconstruction teams here in Iraq. Leaders of some of these teams say they're making progress, making local governments more transparent and responsive to citizens, making the justice system more professional and more fair, and improving the climate for business. But they face daunting security problems and have seen some team members killed and some Iraqi partners kidnapped or murdered. Jim Randall, VOA News, Baghdad.